Lebanon's southern border has been relatively calm since Israel's 33-day war in 2006. But Tel Aviv is now shifting its attention to its north again, saying that weapons, which include anti-air and anti-navy missiles, are being transferred from Syria to the Lebanese resistance movement of Hezbollah. Amid the ongoing crisis in Syria, Israeli military brigades, which previously focused on the Syrian front, are now being trained for any possible future confrontation with Hezbollah on the Lebanese terrain.
Israel could go ahead and launch a strike in Syria, and specifically against a major division of the Syrian army. This could tip the balance in favor of the opposition and pull Syria out of the resistance access. In such a scenario, Hezbollah will of course join the fight, and Israel is preparing for this scenario.
The developments on the ground also show a trend towards escalation. In addition to the dramatic increase in Israeli overflights, Israel has expanded its activity just across from the southern Lebanese border. The Israeli army has conducted drills in an area adjacent to both South Lebanon and the occupied Golan Heights. The Israelis have also opened new roads and routes like the one seen here, just hundreds of meters from where we stand in the southern Lebanese village of Wazerni. Ali Shaib is a journalist who has been covering the southern Lebanese front for over 20 years. He tells us that opening roads and routes could be linked to the lessons Israel learned from the 2006 war.
Israel has been building roads on the border area, and this could be related to the July 2006 war. During that war, the Israelis weren't able to find routes and paths for their military vehicles to enter Lebanon, and hence they suffered from the problem of opening routes as the war was taking place.
At the same time, however, Israeli officials acknowledged the costs which will be inflicted in case a new war breaks out. The head of the Israeli Home Front Command, which is responsible for protecting Israel's population centers, Major General Eyal Eisenberg, said that Hezbollah possesses the ability to launch 5,000 missiles at metropolitan Tel Aviv. He added that more than 1,000 missiles a day would be fired at the Israeli home front in the next confrontation. Israeli military vehicles, as you can see, are passing by and are working on the situation across the other side from the border. This has led many in Lebanon to speculate about the new possibility of warfare, a possibility which many Lebanese believe is inevitable. From the southern Lebanese border, Ali Risk, Press TV.